Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, good people? What's happening in these streets? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Who did you make look like a fool today? 11 p.m. to 11 Eastern, feel free to call up. You got something to say, something you want to talk about, somebody got you with a joke today, somebody put a prank on you, somebody pulled your pants down in school. Somebody tripped you in the hallway. Someone told a funny joke. Made you laugh, made you cry. Feel free to call up, talk about it. 646-915-8680. Definitely glad to be back on a Monday. Good long weekend, you know. Hope all y'all enjoyed Easter weekend, if you believe in Easter. If you didn't, sucks that most of the restaurants were closed yesterday and you couldn't get nothing to eat, but you should have prepared yourself. To the big Christian country. You should have went and shopped earlier. But hopefully it was definitely a good weekend for y'all. Shout out to everybody who believes in Easter. You know, shout out to everybody who don't believe in Easter. Believe in what you believe in. You don't know anything till you're dead anyway. So it is what it is. Got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk tonight. Looks like I'm fine. So, now that extra money just hopped in. Let me bring him on up here. So he can holler at those flying Dolo. M Extra Money, what up?
What's good, what's good, what's good? Sorry for my late arrival. Hope everybody had a good weekend, Easter weekend.
Yeah,
man, in the building.
Yeah, buddy. I don't know where Mr. Righteous is at, man. It's 2 days he's missing, you know. Let's start firing him up, you know. I don't know. Santa got him doing overtime, getting prepared for the Christmas holiday or what, man.
You know, they call him in early. They call him in early, yo.
I don't know if he had a treehouse meeting, you know. I don't know if the rest of that. Oh, got him baking up cookies. Some people call it out. So he had to go in. Yeah, I'm definitely getting him a stool for his birthday.
That's funny.
But yeah, man, you know, got a couple things that we could talk about. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really prepare for the show this weekend. I figured Jesus died on Friday. He was resurrected Sunday. It's a tough weekend for Jesus, so I feel like I'm gonna take off for him. So I didn't really do much research this weekend. But we could talk about the most stuff. You know what I mean? We could talk about a lot of stuff, talk about the NCAA basketball tournament. Wow, a lot of good games this weekend. I mean, I wouldn't say good games competition-wise, but, you know.
There was some good halves.
So the first game, Syracuse Martin, did you see any of the games this weekend?
I saw some of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know the Syracuse Marquette game, man, I was real interested in this because, you know, with Boeheim being under scrutiny at the beginning of the year, one of his coaches, you know, being investigated for, you know, child sex scandal, just like the Joe Paterno joint, he got off. And then Boeheim said he was going to retire at the end of the year. One of the funny stories is that Boeheim had planned a trip with his wife and his kids to go to Disneyland this weekend. And he had to cancel it because, of course, they're in the Final Four. So that shows you how he thought his team was going to be. But that is real. They beat down Marquette.
Yeah, they did.
So, but definitely a good game there. I mean, the fact that Marquette only scored 39 points in a total game is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, they had a bad shooting night, man. And it seemed like that carried over with a lot of the games, though. I thought a lot of games were going to be competitive. I mean, even the next, I mean, I think a lot of the bad shooting have resulted in a lot of blowouts where they thought that they could have been competitive. Well, at least I thought that they would be more competitive than what they were.
Yeah, definitely. Hold on, hey, Mr. Righteous, he just called in. Good to see you, Mr. Righteous. We know one of the L's got you, son.
What's going on, man?
Now, Munch, you already said we missed you on Friday. Yo. What happened out there? What happened in them streets, yo?
Well, man, I was up for 22 hours, man. I had to take it down, man.
Damn, Keebler got you working like that?
Nah, man. I was just when I got off, I had some running around to do, man. It just ran overtime, man. So didn't expect to be out that late. So
I understand.
Sandman punched me. I kicked my shoes off, ate some dinner, and Sandman punched me in my face and knocked me out.
Word.
True that. But all right, we getting back into the basketball conversation. Did y'all see the Ohio State Wichita State game? That was a good one. That was probably
that
one of
was
the best ones all weekend.
Yeah, that definitely was a good game. I thought that Wichita State was going to blow it in the end, but they definitely held on. But that was probably the best game all weekend, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was definitely. Mr. Righteous, you watch any basketball this weekend?
Yeah, man. I watched that Ohio State Wichita State game. Ohio State stuck it up. They couldn't shoot worth nothing. And the funny thing is, why the heck they kept shooting threes, man? It was just dumb. Just keep shooting threes, shooting threes. Coach should have said something to them dudes because they continued to shoot threes. And it was hard when they wasn't hitting nothing until, like, almost the end where they started to make a little run to come back. The kid, I forgot his name, tall kid, he's actually from Jersey. He's from Burlington. Started to bring him back with those couple threes, and then it just went downhill from there. And, but that was a great game. The other games was just like, you know, I kind of didn't watch them because cats was getting blown out, except for the
The Michigan Florida game I thought was going to be a great game, but Michigan jumped out on them early, man. It was just over. I didn't get to watch most of it because I had to cook for Easter. But I know when I first turned it on, Michigan was up like 13-0, yo. So I was just like, all right, back to the ham I go.
Well, you know what? They jumped out on them something crazy, and you could see like these dudes tired. They was gassing for air and everything. And then it was like going to almost close to the end of the first half. Florida made it close. They both the double digits, but then just Michigan just straight blew it out the water. They couldn't do nothing for them cats after that, man.
Then when I thought it was going to be the best game of the weekend, I thought it was the best half of the weekend. Was that Duke?
Yeah,
Duke?
I agree. It was a great half, man.
That first half was amazing. I'm talking about 10 lead changes. It was
right.
The biggest deficit was only 3 points. It was amazing. It was going back and forth. Did y'all see that injury from where? Woo!
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
I almost threw up.
Yeah, I seen a picture of it today. I didn't see it when it happened, but I seen a picture today. I didn't know his bone was sticking out like that. That was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You got to see it in motion, brother.
Don't be eating
when you see it.
Nah, I'm good.
Man, I remember one of our regular callers, Ho, when we were playing football, his elbow popped out, man, when he dislocated his elbow, man, and that was traumatizing, man. Looking at that thing, I ain't never seen something like that, man. But when his bone literally came out of his leg, I don't know, man. I give Louisville all types of props for being able to get through that and get a W because that was just terrible.
It was. I think it was emotionally driven, though. I think that they definitely came out motivated to play, and Duke came out cold as a motherfucker, cold turkey out there. You know, I thought it was going to be a better game going down to the wire just by the way the first half went. They came down. They were scoring, like 8-9 minutes straight, 0-0 for the world out there, 9 minutes straight. You know, you can't win a bunch of basketball games going on the street on a cold spell like that against a team like Louisville who attacks. So, big props to them, man. I think they're going to win it all. I don't think there's too many people that's going to touch them.
You know, funny thing is, after that, when that happened, right, the kid Thornton had made this funny face. I was like, yo, why are you making this stank face? And then they showed the instant replay. I said, oh, that's why. And for first, I didn't see all these dudes falling on the floor crying. I was like, why they falling on the floor crying? Because I missed the first time it happened. When they showed the instant replay, I said, that's why he was making this stank face, because this dude's leg. folded up like a pretzel, and then when he fell and it started dangling, I was like, oh my gosh, and the bone was sticking out like a knife. I was like, oh my gosh.
All right. Yeah, Duke lost. Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, they keep talking about this damn injury. Yeah, this sounds horrible. Yeah,
but I had to text Mr. M Extra Money because I watched his slap video and told him he had to slap himself for that loss.
You should.
He was. He got a slap video.
Yeah. Nah,
it's
I don't know. Slap video. Basically, when we was at the bar watching the Michigan State game, and it was a Michigan State fan bet one of my dudes that was watching. He's a Duke fan. They had a slap bet, so whoever lost got to slap somebody slap him with his off hand. So basically, if you're right handed, you slap with his left hand or whatever. And he lost. So he was in the middle of the Green Turtle getting, and Duke got slapped by. And he bet it twice with my him and a girl. The both of them got slapped twice in the middle of the bar. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's not cool. But yeah, speaking of that, M Extra Money, I do gotta say you're an avid Duke fan. You know, you're true to your spot. Now, on March 30th, when Duke played Michigan State, you hopped on Twitter, and I love when you tweet. I think you're a very insightful dude. I think you're smart. And then I got these two tweets that said, "All you hate," and I quote, "All you haters talking about Duke didn't deserve anything. Get off our dick like that, mommy. Word to Biggie, go Duke." Followed up by, and I quote, "Go Duke. Everyone said we didn't deserve what we got. Best believe we earned everything we got this season."
We did.
Then,
and I was speaking the truth.
Well, let me finish. I didn't finish what I was saying. But then I haven't heard from you on Twitter again. I was wanting to make sure you was all right. You know, I figured, you know, you give some props, you know what I mean, to Louisville. I didn't see anything wrong on Twitter anymore. What happened out there?
Well, what happened was that I had family over, and I didn't even watch the second half because I was eating dinner, and they kept getting mad at me for me leaving the table to watch the game. And then once we got into double digits, you know, I just kind of just, like, turned it out. So I didn't have a chance. I never had a chance to get on social media to say anything because by the time they left, it was 10 o'clock.
Was you being a sore loser on Facebook? Yeah, you didn't want to talk to nobody.
I didn't post anything. I mean, people.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You posted,
but people.
Huh?
But it wasn't intentionally done though. It was just a simple fact that it was Easter and I had my family there. Otherwise, I would have gave Louisville props and I would have said something, you know what I mean, about how what bad Duke shot. Like I told everybody who was texting me, but I responded to people who texted me.
Well, you know me. I don't text you to fire your team up. My team was in it, so I'm not going to text you fire. I was waiting for a social media text from Sigmatic 1914. I got after the big win against Michigan State. I was looking forward to seeing what was going to come after the Louisville loss, and I didn't get anything. I just wanted to make sure you were alive.
I saw your tweet, and I was going to respond, but then I just didn't. And I saw it, but I didn't respond. I just didn't respond, but I had like 10 text messages come in talking about, you know what I mean, how we got blown out and everything. So, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? We deserve to get blown out. Bad shoot, But to my point, the reason why I said that about the Michigan State thing is because everybody picked up the lose against Michigan State. Everybody had Louisville going to the championship, winning it all. So it wasn't a big deal. That's why I didn't even talk shit about, you know what I mean, Louisville and all that other kind of stuff. But at the same time, everybody thought we were just going to lose the Michigan State hands down. Like, we couldn't defend their big men and all this other kind of stuff. Like, that's what
lose everybody.
That all the analysts were saying that. All of them picked Michigan State. Nobody picked Duke. None of them. So, because they were talking about the bigs. Like, we couldn't handle the bigs and da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I said what I said as far as somebody giving us credit. Because they act like we just had some shit schedule when we was number one schedule, number one RPI. And then, you know what I mean, we act like we don't belong in the Elite Eight. So that's why I said what I said. I mean.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just. I don't know. The broader prognostication that I saw, you know, they said it was a 50-50, but you probably paid more of attention than I did. I just wanted to see a good game. But, you know, we can move on to a different story. Speaking of
Speaking of social media, did y'all see how Robert Griffin III went off about Brittany Griner and Baylor's loss this weekend?
No.
Nah.
Well, apparently, you know, Baylor, of course, was the number one team in the nation. Brittany Griner, you know, big 6'8 chick, beast in women's college basketball. Apparently, Louisville went out and beat her down, you know. They said they was out there playing rough and getting physical with her, and she buckled under pressure. The chick averages 30, only gave him 11 the other night.
Right.
And now everybody was complaining about the referee of the game, and Robert Griffin went off talking about if he talks bad, even worse about the refs, they're going to fine him, that people should be ashamed of themselves, and they're treating her like a man, and just because she's big doesn't mean that she should be getting hacked all the time and all that stuff. Now, see, my question to y'all is, being that you're in the limelight of social media, do you have the right to complain with loyalty of your school, or should you always be taking the high road and being like, you know, like a role model? What you think, Mr. Righteous?
I mean, if he's feeling some type of way, why can't he voice his opinion about what he saw out there on the court? I mean, maybe he saw something that some people just didn't see. He was rooting for his school, and he felt that she was getting beat up, and she wasn't getting no calls. I mean, he got a right to voice his opinion, as long as he don't just go overboard with it and be getting himself in trouble. But, you know, just to say that, you know, he saw some things out there that just didn't look right. But other than that, I mean, why not? I mean, anybody would say something about voice their opinion about their school.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you kind of do get a pass when it's your alma mater. I think if he was just out there saying reckless stuff about just regular college basketball game and he had no ties to the university and that kind of stuff gets kind of like misconstrued, like, well, why you just stay in your lane type of thing. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
He has been going to games. He's been to Baylor games. That's been highly reported that he's been to a couple of their seasons. So it ain't like he's just some fan. He comes back and all that stuff. So he repping Baylor. You know what I mean? I think you get a little pass by being a little critical, especially in the loss. You know what I'm saying? But I would say that, though, he did need to watch what he say because, you know what I mean, stuff can get blown way overboard when you
mm-hmm.
are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I mean, I agree. I figure it's your alma mater. You know, you say what you want. As long as you're not disrespectful to anybody, he's probably
yeah.
disappointed that, you know, his team got beat up. So I get
mm-hmm.
it, but I was just wondering if any of y'all had any different opinion than me. Yo, so let me tell you about this, yo. So over the weekend, oh, I do want to bring up this one story, yo. On the internet, so they had, you know, the bike races, not the Tour de France, but the Tour de something, right? So, you know how they have the podium, you know, where you get the award. Your first place, second, third is on the side, just like the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the Tour of, it's like Tour of Talan, I can't even pronounce it. I guess it's like French. It's some foreign shit. Anyway, they have girls up there that, you know, when you take your picture with the trophy, that kisses you on your cheek. They're called podium girls, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
the dude in second place, while the dude was receiving his award for first place, the dude who was on the next lower in second place pinches one of the girls' butts.
Wow.
Now, my question to you is, if women are only up there to kiss the winner, so obviously they're being objectified, is he wrong for pinching their butts?
Because
she didn't get offended. She didn't get offended. I'll say that first. She didn't get offended. She thought it was cute. It was funny. But people are, you know what I mean, attacking this bike rider saying that he was disrespectful towards women and, you know, that's sexist and they shouldn't be doing that. Even though he was like, it was just a joke, lighten up. We were all having fun up there. What do y'all think?
I think he was wrong in pinching the butt. I think it did probably get overblown in the simple fact that talking about being sexist and all that other kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, they're up there to be basically sex models or whatever the case may be in bikinis and all that other kind of stuff. So they knew what they were signing up for. So don't give them a little bit like they're supposed to be widely respected. You know what I mean? Like they do deserve respect. But what I'm saying is that they knew what people would see them just to say, oh, look, she's in a bikini doing X, Y, and Z, kissing her, whirlwind, or whatever. Because, like, look at it. What if that happened in boxing? You know what I'm saying? Like, boxing, when you got the little ring cards and all the chicks walking in bikinis and stuff, and, like, all of a sudden the boxer takes gloves off, started out here, you know what I mean, flirting with her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be misconstrued, I guess, in a different way. I think they overblown with the whole sexist thing. I hate when they go right there. Like, why can't you just say, yo, that was just disrespectful, don't touch the woman's butt, you know what I mean, and just leave it like that? Like, why I got to go to the next step? Like,
yeah, so hold on, I'm confused with your answer. Do you think he was wrong or not?
I think he was wrong squeezing the butt. I don't think it was a sexist move because jokingly, you know what I mean, we don't know the relationship for them. And because we don't know that, it's a time and a place for everything. You see what I mean? Like, because we look at it, or the media looks at it, like, okay, she's up there, podium girl, kissing the winner, blah, 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 move on. And then he took it to another level. And now it's like he can't fault us from saying, yo, that's kind of disrespectful for you to do that and come and put him back. Yo, it's a funny joke. I know her, blah, 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 blah. Like, yo, like, we don't know that. So I think I'm on both sides of the fence. Like, I think it was wrong to be, you know, squeezing butts and, like, in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? And then on the, as the other hand, I think the media probably overdone it. We're talking about it's all sexist and all that other kind of stuff.
What you think, Mr. Righteous? Yeah, MS should be spitting like 100 bars. What you think? What you think?
Oh, well, man.
I'm kind of on both sides of the fence, y'all.
Man. Yo, man, he shouldn't been smacking no cheeks up there, man, because you never know, man, because she could have turned around and just socked him in his face for that, man, because all her job was up there just to, and all she knew her job was to be up there to kiss the winner on the cheek and be done with it, not to get smacked on the cheeks. Now, if she had hauled off and just punched him in his face, then it'd been a problem. It'd been a little bit of a bigger problem, but then they would have said he deserved it because he shouldn't have touched on her bottom like that. So, nah, man, you can't just be grabbing anybody's cheeks that you don't even know.
Well, we don't know that they don't know each other. I mean, I look at it like this. I don't think he was wrong. They up there to be sex objects. It wasn't like he gave her the whole palm on the ass thing. It was like a little pinch. But I always say that if she would have turned around and punched him in the face, then he shouldn't. He can't complain about that because if he doesn't know her and you touch a person and you don't know him, you're subjective to their reaction. Now, in this case, her reaction was she didn't care. I guess, you know, they were probably up there flirting. I mean, yeah, he's probably setting it up for later on tonight. You know, like, you only feel comfortable. As a man, you only feel comfortable grabbing a girl's butt that you know that you can get away with it.
Right? Or maybe he thought that the same thing. He thought that she was up there in a bikini. She kind of like, yo, it's like one of those things, like you're looking for it. Because you're up there being a sex model or whatever, or bikini model or whatever. So, you know, that preconceived notion, like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you up there if you don't want people to actually be flirting with you or doing those kind of things to you? So, you know, there's always those people that think that way anyway. So I think you just don't.
Look what happened to my man in the wood. He grabbed the girl butt, you know, and he wound up making love to her, you know? That was his first, you know?
After she threatened to sick her brother on him.
Yeah, man, you know, sometimes the booty's worth a beat down, you know. Sometimes the cheeks are just that good, you know. You got to go through pain to get the pleasure.
<Yeah. laughs> can't just be grabbing up on anybody, man. It's just, no matter if they dress craziness or whatever the case may be, you can't just, because you never know what's going to happen, man.
Yeah. Yo, let me tell you about this story that I got this weekend, right? So I'm at Easter dinner, yo. I got my wife and her friend, and her friend is a doctor in, I can't tell stories? I'm about to save this story for another day. I'm sorry for the brief moment. It has nothing to do with my wife. It has nothing to do about her friend. It's just the stories that happen with the people who are protecting our country. And I got to make sure I clear the story, that it's okay to say the story. I won't say no names or anything. But hopefully I can save that story. Because I'm telling you, it is the wildest story you will ever hear in your life. And I can't believe kids are doing it. So, man, hopefully tomorrow. I just got yoked up on the mic, yo. Just got yoked up on the mic. So on to my next one. Or do y'all got anything y'all want to talk about? We got about 5 minutes left. I got a couple more things, but if y'all got something, I got
one thing, yo. I don't know if y'all saw it, but I saw this video on. It was, they actually posted it on Facebook, and I saw it on WellStar too, where this dude caught his two daughters, 12, 13 years old, trying to make one of those twerk videos. So somehow he made a video of him whooping their ass. Now, when he was beating them with an extension cord. Now, I commend him beating his kids or disciplining his kids, but not with a damn extension cord. That's just way too far. Way too far. It's okay to discipline your kids, but not abuse. That was just straight abuse. So I just want to know what. Huh?
Don't bother me, man. I got beat with a choker chain before. Extension cord.
Yeah, I got extension cord, belts, fly swatters.
I'm just saying. I mean, but that's before. That was in our day where you know people wasn't all up in your business like things are now. Like they go to school and the teacher see they got whelps on them and stuff like that. Hey, this first thing they're gonna do is call the police. Oh, they being abused at home. That and the third. But that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I need to get the English on the talk show,
B. Oh man. So I'm just saying. Like, do you think he went too far with the extension cord, or is this, that was just cool? I can understand with sons, but I don't know about daughters, though.
Yeah, I agree with you saying as far as to these days and times, yo. But as a person or as a father with all girls, though, and they made one of those twerk videos, I think. I don't know what I'd do. I would lose it. I would have to, like, leave and be on the phone with one of y'all dudes to calm me down, yeah. Like, they would be that serious, yeah. Like, I would literally, I don't know, I'd be so disappointed, one, and then two, I would want to kill him, yeah. I don't know if I would come to blow, because Marisol would probably, you know, stop me before it got to that, or just jump in their way or something, but... Yeah, I would have to leave the situation on that one, though. I would have to leave, like, the house before.
Yo, I mean, the way I say it, the reason why I say it, now, I wouldn't have filmed beating my child. Like, my child would have went to school with a limp the next day. And, like, I dare you to tell somebody. I wouldn't have filmed it. But, like, the reason why I say it's not that bad, because, you know, if she's out there making horror videos, if you don't nip that in the bud, she's going to become a whore, and somebody else is going to be beating her. So that's why you get the beatings done early, so they know that they shouldn't be getting beat when they get older by a pimp. So you're going to be a whore, you're going to get treated like a whore for a minute, but at least a whore with love to bring you out of that whoredom.
Oh, man, I'm all in agreement with whooping the ass, but you got to figure you're a grown man swinging extension cord on anybody. That's just, I mean, because you don't know what kind of damage he could have done to him. Because, I mean, if you see the video, like, they literally balled up in the corner screaming to the top of their lungs like somebody stabbing them with a knife. I mean, this is bringing it back.
They won't make another video no more.
She's trying to sell pussy online, you know? She needs to be beaten to the point where she's screaming.
Yo, the funny thing is, yo, it starts off, I'm going to whoop that ass, and I hear, swap, swap. Swap. I was like, oh my God, they hot. They was literally balled up in the corner. Then he was like, all right, you next. And she came over, and it was a wrap, yo. I was like, yeah, because most people don't do that nowadays, which is so crazy about it. I mean, it's about time that people start whooping their kids, man. Because everybody's so scared of diapers and all that stuff. What I say is, yo, if you want to try to take my kids, you better bring the police. You better bring the National Guard with you, because I'm going to fight every last one of y'all. Y'all try to take my kids.
Yeah, they're going to take me with them.
Yeah, I know. If you can think somebody else can do better, then so be it. But I'm going to fight every last single one of you. Y'all might have to shoot me, because I'm not letting y'all just come in my house take my kids, because I'm disciplining them. That's the way I've learned, and that's the way I'm going to do.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way I'm letting by coming in my house taking my kids, yo. They're going to have to take me out with them, yo. There's going to be a whole lot of people. They better bring a paddy wagon.
In the National Guard or something. They're going to have to harpoon, shoot me with a tranquilizer or something, because I'm fighting everybody, because ain't nobody just going to walk in my crib and say, we got a summons to take your kids. No, you don't. So you might as well just walk your little behind and take your summons with you, because you ain't taking nothing.
Yeah, man. But all right, fellas, you know, glad to see that everyone made it on the fresh Mondays. Y'all was worried about you, but glad to see everybody made it on a Monday. That's about our time. I think I just messed up my computer. So if it cuts off on me because I can't time, you understand why. But thanks to all of our sponsors, MarisolJohnson.com, get that insurance, OliveCocoMagazine.com, RichBefore30.com. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace out. Oh.